of all, I didn't even know what QAnon was. And somebody responded to something I wrote and said, oh, she must be some QAnon person. And I typed in, listen, knucklehead, I've been writing about this stuff for 25 years. I don't even know who these crazy people are. What the New York Times was doing is basically deflecting criticism, okay? So this is something the Christians need to really be aware of, the many, many propaganda techniques that are utilized against us. And deflection is one of the most important. What the New York Times said was, the idea that rich people are involved in pedophilia, oh, that's something peddled by the QAnon conspiracy theorists. And so instead of the subject being, is this true or not, the subject is, oh, those crazy QAnon people over there, look at them over there. Oh, yeah, let's not look at the facts of Jeffrey Epstein carrying on his perverted business for years right under the noses of very rich and powerful people. Let's go over here and look at QAnon and let's talk about them and whether they're crazy or not, okay? That is deflection, and you can't allow yourself to be deflected. Let's come back to the point. Is it true? Are there rich and powerful people who are participating in pedophilia or who are benefiting from it in other ways or who are looking the other way? Yes or no? That's what we need to know. The question is it true?